They decided to cover a journey of almost 200 kilometers by foot to Sammy O'Siley's childhood home of Koidu Town, the heart of Sierra Leone's diamond country. But mining and war had changed what was once familiar territory beyond recognition.
When I saw the house where I was grown up, it was destroyed, no roof. It was a leaning. It was not straight because it was mine already under.
What was once a family home had been reduced to a shell. Gaping holes were dug in walls and floor in a desperate hunt for diamonds.
Destroyed totally. It was very sad.
But the illegal trader hadn't come to reminisce. He wanted to buy his rough diamonds and get away as quickly as possible. The stones that were fueling murder, rape, and mutilation were presented to him. One spectacular example stood out from all the rest.
He said the 37 carat was nothing. He said he had 4 or 5 of this kind.
Sammy O'Siley handed over $45,000 for the first parcel and asked to see more. He was told to be patient and then treated to a guided tour of the mines where his beloved stones had come from. It was a vision of cruelty, a kind of slave pit.
People forced, used as slave. Children, women, forced to go and mine. They did mine at gunpoint. AK-47 pointed on them.
But morals didn't count in the corrupt trade of blood diamonds.
If I wouldn't buy it, somebody else will buy it. I'm a businessman.
The black market businessman returned to his room, waiting for the promised parcel of diamonds that failed to materialize.
I said, listen, this is not what I came here for. I came here for you to give me the whole parcel. I waited some 3, 4, 5 days.